This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 Special Edition, we have on with us the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Steve Geller joins us for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Bob, we didn't get to talk about it because we had Gilberto scheduled on, but you want to talk a little bit about the tight end, Jack Stahl, who was with the Eagles. In fact, when he came out of college from Nebraska, Howie Roseman, and he don't make a lot of bad decisions. He paid him the most signing bonus of any other player unsigned that year.
Well, Mike, you look at him, he's 6'4", 247, so you could say 250, a fifth-year guy in the NFL. He's coming from the Dolphins. I mean, Shuck threw him a pass. Boy, nice touch by Shuck. It would have been a plus 20, plus 25-yard gain. And you talk about his run-blocking ability, he looked like a pass-receiving tight end on that play.
Well, that's impressive that he catches the ball that smooth. He didn't get a lot of opportunities with Philly. And, you know, just the way Philly's built, come on, they want to run the ball. They want to smother you and beat you up front. And so the fact that he caught the ball cleanly like that, that is encouraging. Steven?
Guys, I'm going to talk about a dream season that's going on and not getting a lot of love, I feel like. LSU Shreveport Pilots, really amazing run right now. They're currently 57-0, two wins away from winning the first College World Series in their program history. Right now, like I mentioned, 57-0. If they win tonight, they'll get the record, hold the all-time record by themselves. Right now, they're tied currently with Howard College for most wins at 57.
Well, whenever you're undefeated, you're undefeated. I don't care what you're playing. What, junior high? I remember in eighth grade, we were 20-0 in basketball.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you're undefeated.
Exactly.
I mean, junior high, high school, college, pros, you're undefeated. And you look at LSUS. You know, it's one thing. Look at the LSU school system, LSU Eunice, LSU Alexander, LSU Shreveport. No, it's unbelievable. Okay, because Loyola right here in New Orleans went to the same College World Series.
Yeah, exactly.
But they weren't undefeated. So who knows? Some of those players on LSUS's team, they'll end up at LSU or maybe UL in Lafayette or Louisiana Tech or something. That's not by accident they're undefeated. They must have some players on that team.
Go Pilots. No. Two wins away from the championship, and they're in action tonight again.
Yeah, I think it's a 9 o'clock game tonight. No, when you're 57-0, I know one thing: coaching does matter, but you got talent.
Yeah, because we all brag on we're all Delgado fans, the Delgado Dolphins. LSU Shreveport Pilots. I like that Riverboat Pilot. Remember that Shreveport captains and all that. That's because the river, Red River, and all that. But Mike, I'm going to go with my triple option, and I think y'all talked about this a little bit last night. Is that the SEC is king. The Saints are king, but the SEC is king. And LSU, the nine-game schedule.
Yep.
And they have this individual, you want to talk about, that has stroke and power. And the presidents of the different universities in the SEC has to give them that power. I'm talking about Mr. Sankey. If you look at the SEC, he has kicked the issue of a permanent football schedule down the road since Texas and Oklahoma formally joined the conference in 2024. Remember, they crafted that eight-game schedule for 2024. But you have to look in the future, what's going to come about. Now, you look at the NCAA membership entirely, and, we want to be a part of the NCAA or not. No, we call on the shots. The hell with the NCAA. They have a little bit stroke. We like the tournament they have in Omaha. We like the March Madness and all that. But football, I don't know. We're going to do what the hell we want to do. And NCAA, you're going to do what we want to do. So you look at that NCAA membership right now. This, according to Yahoo Sports, reported that SEC presidents in March gave Sankey the right to split the league from the NCAA if he sees fit. Now, he said on Monday that he did not indicate he was promoting that, but it doesn't mean it's not part of the conversation. Let me tell you right now, I think the 1-2 punch between, Mike, we all know the Big Ten and the SEC. No, the NCAA has no power. They could do whatever the hell they want. Now you look at the 9-game schedule. ESPN and ABC is willing to add $50 to $80 million to SEC's annual $811 million TV rights deal in the league if it goes to 9 conference games. I don't know, $50 to $80 million more? Well, we're going to have 9 games. Sorry, that's what we're doing. And you expand the playoffs and all that? No, it's amazing the power that Sankey has. And the NCAA don't have nothing on him. Don't have anything. No, he's going to tell the NCAA what to do.
He has more power than any other person in sports, and that would include the commissioner of the NFL.
Oh, that's a good point.
From the other 32 owners. He ain't got no power.
Because the presidents of the universities and the SEC are giving Sankey that power. You know, the owners, they still want to control, Roger Goodell. Okay, now you're going to be our little puppet. Now we're going to pay you over $40 million, whatever.
So you take the negative.
Yeah, you're going to be well compensated. But Sankey, I mean, no. Sankey,
he's the guy.
He got a lot of stroke.
That's it for our Bet365 triple option feature.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.